One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours. Christmas means that He came for you. He came for me to live in me. Hallelujah. To live in me and live through me.
Jesus Christ has given us life eternal. Jesus Christ has given us His name. We're not celebrating for nothing. I want you to remember the Jesus Christ that we celebrate today. Who He was and who He is. He was a healer of our sicknesses and diseases. He made salvation possible. He made it possible that God would live in a human heart. Hallelujah. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus the Christ. And that was the Word made flesh. That's Christmas. That's Christmas. The birth of Christ was the Word made flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Christmas. So every time you talk about the Word becoming flesh, you're talking Christmas. And when you talk Christmas, you're talking the Word becoming flesh. But I want to discuss briefly Jesus, the wonderful light. And why? Why the wonderful light? It's so profound. It's so profound. It's so profound. It's so profound. Now, because it's so important what I'm sharing with you, everyone has to hear. Everyone, everywhere. Very important. First, we're going to read to you from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, from verse 25. We're reading all the way to 32. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Now, The prophetic word from Simeon, as brief as it was one of the most profound statements of all Old Testament prophecies. It was so brief, so powerful. I want you to think about this. This man, the Bible says, God revealed to him that he will not depart this world, he will not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. In other words, he would live until the Savior was born. If God just wanted him to be there and just to see this and then die and go away, it'll mean nothing. God doesn't do such things for nothing. Why would he let this man live and reveal to him that he'll have to live until the Christ was born? If there was nothing important to this, if he had no message for the whole world that was very, very important, very vital. Obviously, he had something to tell the world. And it's all encapsulated in those few words in the 32nd verse. I want us to read it again. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Oh my goodness. Let me explain to you what's here. Let me go and read something first in Visions chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 6 to help you understand the enormity of the power of this revelation here. Paul writes this to the Ephesian church. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Remember that word, mystery. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Do you see that? This is the mystery, that other ages, other generations had no knowledge of. It wasn't revealed to them. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. This is what was given in such prophetic revelation to Simeon. Even Simeon had no clue. But he spoke by the Spirit. The Bible says he went by the Spirit to the temple. The Holy Ghost sent him there at the moment he arrived there, as God orchestrated. Now, let's read. You can see that in the 27th verse. He came by the Spirit into the temple. He came by the Spirit. Now, you go straight to the 32nd verse and look at what he says there. A light. He said, this child. He prophesied about this child. A light to lighten the Gentiles. What is he saying? First, if you read it in its simple terms like this, you think he's talking about a light that brightens up, okay? Like when you say lighten up the room. But that's not what he's saying at all. The first word is from the Greek, phos, which of course means to illuminate. Okay? Yes. To light up. But then the second word, to lighten the Gentiles, the word is taken from Apocalypsis. It means to reveal. It means to reveal something that is hidden. So he's telling you there's something hidden about the Gentiles, unknown to all. But Christ will reveal this mystery, the mystery of the Gentiles. And that's what Paul told us of in Ephesians chapter 3. A light to reveal the Gentiles. No one knew about this, because it had so much to do with the kingdom that Jesus came to set up. Prophets spoke, but none understood. Until the ministry was given to Paul to declare the mystery of the Gentiles. It was a mystery. Glory to God. You still out there? And you know, the importance of the Gentiles all has to do with the church. Because the church would be that body that has put Jews and Gentiles come to be one in Christ. A mystery completely unknown to all the prophets and great men prior to the revelation given to Paul. They prophesied it, but had no knowledge, no understanding. That's amazing. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794.
God bless you.